Good evening, young disciples. Happy Sabbath. Well, I'm going to see if I can get away from that lovely smoke. They say that all sorts of things about smoke, going different directions and following people, but have you noticed this smoke always goes this one direction? Yeah. So that means all of those are old wives' tales, okay. Well, wasn't that wonderful? Sabbath, outreach, we had a wonderful message this morning, several wonderful messages this morning, and now we're here to our last campfire program for Outdoors Camp 2010. Can you believe the week's almost over? How many of you are coming for next week? Raise your hands. Praise God. I'm so glad that at least a good number of you are going to still be around for another week. And we really are going to miss those of you who have to leave. But we hope you'll come again next year. There's a saying, a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. Somewhat similar to the quote I shared this morning about happiness. A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. Remember that as you go home, some of you will be going home tomorrow. You don't lose anything by sharing your faith. You don't make decisions because they are easy. You don't make them because they are cheap. You don't make them because they're popular. You make them because they're right. You're going to be faced with lots and lots of decisions. Now is just the beginning. And when you become an adult, the decisions don't stop. I'll tell you that. And when you become a parent, you suddenly find that they're multiplied before they ever were before. So it's a very good thing for you to learn how to make proper decisions now. And the Lord may be speaking to you about a certain thing in your life. Exercise that God-given gift to make a decision for Him. And you will receive blessings that you can only imagine. Shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you'll what? Be among the stars. Okay. Well, we've had a wonderful day. We're going to cap it off this evening with a testimony time and another time of inspiration as we contemplate God's word. And I need to just look at my little sheet here and find out who has our opening prayer this evening. It got buried. Okay, tonight is Caleb Rittenour. Caleb, are you here? Please come forward and let us all kneel together for prayer.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful time we've had here at camp. And please be with us as we go through this last campfire together. And please bless the speaker. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Caleb. Well, we don't need to do Bible memorization tonight because you know the entire chapter by heart already. Amen? What a wonderful thing. How many of you have ever memorized an entire chapter before this camp? Praise God. I'd like everyone to please stand up. If you have never memorized a complete chapter in the Bible before tonight, you may sit down. Congratulations on learning your first chapter. Okay, if you have memorized two chapters or less, sit down. Now, some of you are doing some quick math here. Just estimate. Maybe you don't know exactly. If you've memorized five chapters or less, sit down. If you've memorized 10 chapters in the Bible or less, sit down. Praise God. If you have memorized an entire book, but not more than one entire book, sit down. Or if you've never memorized a book, sit down. A book of the Bible. So those standing have memorized more than one entire book in the Bible. What books have you memorized?
I haven't memorized more than one complete book.
James has memorized James. Amen. Okay, and parts of the Proverbs and Psalms. And Nicole. And the Timothys. Fantastic. I have also memorized the book of James. It's a wonderful memory book to memorize. Mr. Pruitt. I couldn't quite hear. Okay. Galatians, Romans, and more. Okay, well, praise God. Sometimes I know I feel that memorization is a special challenge. I don't particularly think I have a wonderful memory. But when I see around me people all over that have memorized so much, it's an encouragement to realize I too can do that. Praise God for that gift of memory. I'd like to invite Pastor Mark Roberts to come forward now and to lead out in tonight's campfire message and testimony time. Maybe you can give them a fact.
Fact? A fact. A fact. That's interesting. I can't even think of a fact about myself.
Pastor Mark Roberts helped out this last week in the literature evangelism class. And he actually worked with Eugene Pruitt in literature evangelism back in
93.
So it was a grand reunion to be back together as a team this week. Fact.
I don't know if he was any more pleased with me this time as he was 17 years ago. But that's another question. Okay, well, good evening, everyone. Yeah, that'll be sad to miss that. Tonight is a very special time as we consider all the wonderful things we have shared together this week. And tonight, as Mr. Ted has shared with us, it is a time for you to share. I'm not going to share much with you myself, just a little bit to get us started, and then I'm going to call on you, but I'm going to call very specifically, and so I want you to think and listen carefully as we go along. But before we go any further, I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you've got them with you, to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, and let's look tonight at verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and let's look here. The Bible says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their what? And the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." You see, down through the ages, the chapter 12 of Revelation is the book, or the chapter, sorry, that goes through the great controversy. It starts right back with the war in heaven. It goes down through the ages and shows us the history of God's church. And it comes down to the very end and it shows us the remnant, the last part of God's church in the last days. And it says that this last part of God's church is the same as the first part of God's church. And what makes them unique, one of the things that makes them so strong and so able to stand when the rest of the world is against them, that makes them able to say, yes, we will stand even though we face death, is these two things. Did you see what they were? And they overcame him by what? One, the blood of the Lamb. You and I must know for a surety that we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Then, it said, by the word of their what? And the word of their testimony. See, you might not think that you have much to offer to God right now, and you think, well, when I finish college, then I'll serve Jesus. But you know that just the fact that you have made a decision for Jesus in your heart today is enough to share with others. This morning we looked at the verse in Revelation 22 that said that the Spirit and the Bride say what? Come. And let him that hears say. So therefore, all you need to have in order to be a witness for Jesus Christ is to have accepted the call from Jesus Christ today. Throughout this week, we have looked at the fact that the Christian life is a very short sprint. Is that not true? What is it, Jasmine? It's a marathon. Every day and every day we must choose to serve God with all our heart. Every day we renew our commitment to God. Every day we walk with Jesus. Through the good times, the bad times, when we don't see what's behind the door, and when we don't like what's behind the door. Isn't that right? Tonight is your opportunity to share what God has done for you. Every one of us in our lives have certain events or things that we participate in or things that happen to us that are like a turning point. When I look back at my life, I grew up in a good Christian home, knew a lot of things, but to be really honest, one of the biggest factors that changed my life was my time in college. Unfortunately, when I was your age, we didn't have something like Young Disciple. So it wasn't until I was 19 years old and I went away to college in Virginia, to Hutland College, and being there changed my life. But you know, I look at what's happening to you young people here and I think, wow, if only I had had this opportunity to know these things and experience these things when I was 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, all the heartache I would have missed. So tonight I want to ask you to come forward if you have something special to share. Now, we know that the cooks did a wonderful job, amen? So I don't want you to come forward and tell us that you love the food. Okay? Tonight is a special time to praise God. This week has been a wonderful blessing to all of us. And we want to thank God for the specific things that He has done in our lives. I tell you, this week has been a wonderful spiritual blessing and uplifting to me personally. And so I want to hear what God has been doing for you. I don't want you to come forward and say, look, I loved my classes, or I loved the canoeing, or I loved, you know, the hikes up the hill, or I loved Mr. Kim strengthening my mind and body, you know, all those things, while they're great, tonight is not the time for those things. Tonight we are here to think about what God has done for you personally. And if you have had a change of heart while you've been here, if it has been your experience here at camp, that you've gone from being perhaps an unbeliever almost, someone who wasn't really committed, and now you feel, yes, I'm committed to Jesus, and you want to come forward and share that with everyone, then I want you to come forward now. And I want you to come forward and share what it is that has helped you to make that decision to give your life fully to Jesus. So if there's any of you here that would like to share that testimony to the rest of the community here, please come forward now. Line up along here. We'll smoke you out, but that's all right. Get used to it. And I want to hear what God has done in your lives and how you've made decisions this week that you hadn't made before you came to this wonderful camp. TJ, we'll start with you.
Well, the Lord spoke to me and changed my heart around, because I still like some of the things in this world, and I know I'm not supposed to. And through Brother Roberts here, Pastor Roberts, he showed me that I should let go and focus on the Lord, and that's what I experienced this week, and I pray that you all will do the same.
Praise the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord, amen for that. Thank you, TJ. Ian.
Well, this year, last year was tremendous, and I really had a great time at camp. same with this year. But as this year has gone by, things of this world have kind of creeped into my life, and you know, if you let those things creep into your life, spiritual things get very, very bland, and I experienced that in my life. And you know, during choir today for outreach class, we really we had a lot of older people. I was thinking that they weren't. I was kind of doubting a little bit that they weren't. None of them were Christians, but as we started singing, "Come to the Garden Alone," everybody, almost everybody, was singing. And I looked around, and you know, there's special emotions in music, good emotions, spiritual things that are good for the, you know, your spiritual life. And anyways, oh man, it seems like I'm gonna preach a sermon here, but anyways, I'm trying not to. I actually, Emma said that she went up and talked to this lady that had sung in a choir, and while we were singing, she was up there singing along, and she was crying, and I almost choked up too. I mean, I did choke up. It was really special, and part of kind of tying into the music, that's kind of been one of my things that have crept into my life that I really would like to give to God, and this camp has been great for that, and I've enjoyed myself greatly.
God bless you, Ian. Thank you for sharing. Isn't that wonderful? The practical outreach here gives the young people such a wonderful opportunity. I just think it's tremendous that they can put these things into practice straight away. Oh, who do I pick next? Leslie.
In the past 2 years, my parents got divorced, and I was so caught up in it that I lost sight of Jesus. And this camp has brought me back to reality, and I was just going through the motions before I came here, but now I really truly believe, and I don't have to just go through the motions, but I can actually enjoy it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Nathan.
Well, when I first came here, I mean, I was convinced to come by friends, and I thought, well, I'll have fun, I'll have friends, and I'll make a lot of new friends, and it'll be great. But, you know, when I first, and then I came here, and I was like, you know, it's not all about friends, and God's here. And prior to coming here, I wasn't that close to God. I didn't feel that connection, and as Pastor Robert's sermons touched my heart, and it just like that connection with God came, and I feel like a different person.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Well, when I came here, I was really scared because this is my first time, and I didn't think I was going to know anyone, but it turned out I knew a few people. But I was kind of coming here more for to get friends and to learn some new stuff, mostly in the classes, like wilderness survival and stuff like that. But when, like, the first morning, I woke up and I did my devotions as usual, and then we had unit chairing, and I was like, wow, this is really cool, we should do this at home. And I mean, we have worship, but we don't share what we've learned. And I've really learned to share what I have with other people, because if I don't share it, if everyone didn't share what they know, no one would be a Christian.
Amen. God bless.
Well, when I came here, it was my first time, and I was like, well, this is going to be a little, you know, I mean, I thought it was going to be a big Bible study all week long. And turns out I had a lot of fun, and I thought beforehand, before I came here, I really did stuff that was like, oh, I would, just like worldly things, and I thought, oh, I'll change later, but when I come here, and when you preach your sermon this morning, it really just touched my heart, and I thought, wow, I'm totally different.
Praise God, man. God bless you.
Well, this week, one thing God's really made known to me is that there's not room in our hearts for things of this world and things of God. And it's just, when I get home, I just want to get rid of everything that's between me and God, because it's really been in the way. So I just encourage you all to do that as well.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Well, I came here at the first of the week, you know, coming for a spiritual high and everything, and, you know, I got it, but I realized how to trust in God more and praise Him through, like, my devotions and the sermons from Pastor Pruitt and Pastor Roberts. I got what, you know, I was looking for and more, you know, and I'm glad that I came here because, you know, I had a relationship with Christ and everything, but, you know, I've learned, you know, how to study and, you know, how to, you know, be with Christ and, you know, think about Him and, you know, not do the worldly things. And, you know, I've definitely, you know, had a good time here at Whitey.
Caleb, how old are you?
14. 14.
Such a young, tender age, these kids. Isn't that exciting? Amen. Thank you. God bless, mate. So good. Thank you for sharing. Okay, Laura.
Okay, so I guess I'll just start at the beginning. I grew up in an Adventist home my whole life, and I kind of felt like my whole life I kind of just drifted through. I mean, I was in the Adventist church. I went to church every week, but it was never really real for me. Like, I just went, and I kind of went through the motions and everything. Even, like, this week at camp, like, I did my devotions every morning. I shared what I learned. And then this morning, I kind of got put on the spot because the person that was supposed to do devotions for the unit backed out. So I went up there and did what I had shared, which was, don't wait to choose God. Choose Him today, because you never know how much longer you're going to have. Why not choose today? And it just kind of hit home with me because I was listening to your sermon, Pastor Roberts, and it was like God was just using, like, He was just turning my words back on me, like, that I had gotten from the Bible this morning. And when you had the call during church, it's like I just couldn't hold back anymore. I've been holding back all week, and I felt that that was just my time. And it was just really touching for me to, like, it finally hit home. Everything that I've been taught my whole life finally hit home with me, that God really cares about me as an individual. So I just want to thank everybody that's at YD Camp, because this has been, like, the most inspirational week of my life, and I'm definitely coming next year.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's go for Moses.
When I first came here, I thought it was going to be, like, all and studying the Bible, except, like, 1 hour and, but I really had much fun and learned about the Bible a lot. And God teach me several lessons in this camp.
Praise the Lord. Wow, we're getting a line up here. Okay, we still on? Okay, Stephanie.
Well, when I was gonna come to camp, I didn't know if I could make it here. So I just was praying that I could be able to come. And then on June 28, I found my mom making plans so I could come. And my mom worked everything out with the staff so I could be able to come. And I want to thank all the staff that they helped me be able to come, even though I applied late.
Why do we have so many Calebs? This place is just... Caleb is just like such a popular name, isn't it? Okay, Caleb, tell us what God's done for you this week.
Well, before I came, I was like...
Well, some of the stuff I was doing, I was trying to justify some of the stuff I was doing. I was just kind of saying, well, I see a little good here and a little good there, or something that, you know. But, and also when I came here, at home I was just kind of, you know, when I got up in the morning, just, you know, read, maybe fall down and go back to sleep. But when I came here, I actually got a blessing out of morning devotion and unit sharing. And also, actually, it was when we were out on doing literature ministry. We passed some people that we gave them the track, and they were, you know, they were not really receptive. When we came back, they said, what church do you go to? And we said Seventh-day Adventist Christian, and they said, we thought so. And I just thought, we should be that when people see us, they already know that. So.
Amen. Thank you, mate. How old are you?
12.
Can you imagine that? When I was 12, I didn't even know what devotions were. I am so impressed with these young people. I tell you, we are so blessed to have this group. Amen? Thank you for sharing. Destiny.
Actually, when I was 12, I didn't know what devotions were either. And I'm 15 right now.
Well, praise the Lord, you're here now. Didn't wait till you were 25.
Well, when I heard about the camp, I had actually really no idea. It was going to be like this. I had been going to, maybe some of you know, it's Big Lake Youth Camp, and it's actually more secular than here. I had no idea we were going to be doing a whole bunch of devotions and Bible studies, and like almost every class you'd hear something from the Bible, and it kind of shocked me for a while. the only people in my family that are Seventh-day Adventist is my mom and I. And my dad's side of the family has been just kind of like normal Christian, although they don't really show it. So when I came here, I had never really done devotionals. I had never really studied my Bible. I'm going to embarrass her. Jamie Houchins actually kind of showed me Whitey, and she showed me all these markings for the Bible and stuff like that, and showed me how to do Bible study. So I started in with that, but I could never really get going with it. I found it kind of boring. I never really knew what it was for. And all of a sudden, I find out they had found a way of paying for me to come here. And so I was able to come, and now I know what devotions are. And I actually got a campogram from one of my, friends. And I won't say the name, but the campogram reads as this. As camp is nearly over, I want to ask you an important, challenging question. Have you chosen your destiny, your master? You will have a destiny and a master, but what and who is up to you? Amen. And it kind of reminded me that if I don't have somebody that I'm serving for, what am I doing? What am I doing here then? And so now I kind of really want to bring devotionals and stuff to my family, and I'm hoping at least my mom will join me, but maybe my dad can come in as well.
God bless. This is wonderful, isn't it? Amazing. Amazing the way the Lord is working in their lives at such a young age. A boy next. Okay, Brad, you're up.
Well, like my sister said, our parents have gotten divorced over the past couple of years, and I guess you could say I blamed God for it, I guess. And I quit reading my Bible. I quit doing devotions. I quit doing anything that had to do with God. And I came here, and the unit devotions have just been amazing. And Pastor Roberts has really opened my eyes. And there's a verse in one of the songs. I think it's Canon of Praise, and it says, thank you, Lord, for all you've done. I don't deserve your love. Yeah, you know the verse. When we were singing that for church this morning, it just, you know, I'd been singing it all week, and then when we were singing it this morning, I listened to the words, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. And then when Pastor Roberts made the call, I came up, and he prayed. And after he prayed, I just felt this peace that I haven't felt in years. And I feel lighter. I feel like I can do anything. And I just, I'm glad I came.
Amen.
Okay. So this camp I heard about like maybe 3 weeks ago, and then like right after a friend told us me about it, and I was like, okay, that sounds nice. Of course I was doubting because I've never heard of it. And I won't go into the details, but my whole family, we went through something that really kind of made us all kind of scattered mind, and we were doubting, and but my mom, the strong head of the family, well, she's the one who affirmed. She's like, well, Rachel, what does it say in the Bible? Even so, I will serve the Lord through all of this. And so when I came here, I had no intentions to, like, friends or any of that was not my intention. My intention was just to, like, read the Bible, learn something new, and be, like, spiritually kind of, well, for me, this has kind of been a spiritual relief in a way, because I went through all the anger, sad, whole emotions, and this, I finally feel like peace and joy, and it's just so nice to get away and just be able to just concentrate on one thing only. So I really, and I even got to the point before I came to this camp a week ago, I was like, okay, God, I will only go if you find me a ride. And I don't care if I have to help out pay for anything. And if you want me to, you will make it happen so that I get here on time. Well, I made it on time. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much. John.
Well, when I first came here, I'd accepted Jesus into my life before, and I had kind of gotten off on track, but this kind of gave me a knock on the head.
The Lord.
Help me get going again. Just a little reminder. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. We all need a little kick every now and then sometimes, don't we? Heidi.
Well, I've been coming to YD for about 4 years now, and every year God teaches me something new. And this year it was kind of a double lesson. God taught me that nothing that He puts in front of me is too difficult for me to do. Amen. In Ellie, I kind of learned a good lesson from Mr. Pruitt on that. And, you know, when you're put out on a street, God knows you can do that street, no matter if there are businesses or scary-looking houses. You can do it. It is possible to do. You don't have to back out of it and be a chicken. But another thing I've learned is that we only have one chance at life. None of us know if we'll be here next year. None of us know if we'll be here tomorrow. And I've learned that lesson kind of the hard way, I guess. I recently, last year, lost what would have been a very good friend of mine had I chosen to let her be my friend. And this year, I want to publicly state that I want to follow in Heather Snyder's footsteps, and I want to give my heart to the Lord fully and completely, so that someday when Jesus comes to take us back, I can be in heaven and I can go and find her and give her a hug and thank her for being my inspiration.
Amen. Oh, that's special. Thank you, Heidi, for sharing that. Who's next?
So, I want to say thank you. I know we're not supposed to do this, but thank you for the efforts for starting this camp. I don't know what I would have done without this camp. This is my fourth year here, and I have stood in this place many times, saying that I am going to change. And this past year has been very different for me. I attended Daystar Academy, and after camp, I wanted to delete all that bad music, get rid of all the bad stuff that I had, and I did. I got rid of the hard copies, not the digital copies. Anyway, and so I kept that up, and I went off to Daystar, and it's been a life-changing experience for me. Part of the time at Daystar, I ignored the sermons I said in the back. I drew during the church service, and then just this whole year I've been sabotaging myself. I stole my mom's iPod, took it to on our mission trip, filled it with bad music, and then in the past couple of months, our Bible teacher had a thing on music, and I've heard all the sermons on music here at Young Disciple before, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, and I went into that series like, yeah, whatever, and I came out of it, yeah, whatever, but then I kept noticing how the speakers that were doing our sermons would say, sin leaves you empty, and only God can fill that emptiness, and I began realizing that my life was empty, and just coming home this summer, all I've really done is sit in front of the computer. I deleted all my music, which, thank the Lord that I did. I'm very thankful that he helped me do that. But I haven't been doing anything for the Lord, and I want to serve him the rest of my life. And just this week, I've always heard the pastors and speakers say, a still small voice. This week I've been able to distinguish the voices. I hear a little voice in my head say, do this, and I realize that's God, and I hear another voice saying, give up, and I'm like, go away, Satan. And I want to pray for each of you that if you have this emptiness, you will realize that only God can fill it. And just please accept him.
Praise God. You got to love these kids, don't you? Isn't that amazing? Thank you for sharing, Jamie.
Well, this week, the very first campfire sermon really hit me hard. I think it was the first one. It was the one when you talked about the marathon. Yeah. Well, I tend to have ups and downs in my spiritual life, and last year at camp, it was a high, for sure. And the day after camp, I was so exhausted, and I used that as an excuse not to have devotions in the morning, which was a bad idea, because I had a really bad day that day. And I felt really bad after that, and, you know, on and off throughout the year, I would have devotions, and whenever I did, it was, you know, I greatly enjoyed them and was very thankful that I had them. But when I didn't have them, things wouldn't go well. And, you know, God has been telling me that this is not a once in a while thing. This is all the time. This is every day surrendering, spending time with him. I mean, who's more important to spend time with? I mean, past year I've spent definitely more time on the computer than with God or on homework or whatever. And that's not the best thing. And as a result of that, I have tried to go through a lot of things in my life, including losing Heather. And you know, when that happened, I felt like my world had ended. I'm not going to try and describe it. But God sent me a wake-up call with that and said, look, you don't know when your last day is going to be. And you need to be ready now. Every day. Every minute. Every second. And that's a hard thing to do, it seems. But with God, all things are possible. And that's definitely something that God would want me to do. And this week during LE, we'd get dropped off, and Mr. Pruitt would say, okay, do this street, comb this neighborhood, and we'd say, okay. He'd say, see you in the future. And, you know, whoever I was with, we'd just kind of look at each other and go, okay, let's have prayer. And, you know, God really, really showed me that no matter where he sends me, if I am willing to go, and I go, if I step out in faith, he will go with me. And he will not let me down. And every day, he's waiting at the door of my heart. He wants all of me, not just a little bit, not just once in a while, but all of me, all the time. So I want to do that.
Okay, so I was here last year, and it was a really uplifting experience. And I left YD thinking it was like one of the coolest places to be, and it was lots of fun. But over the year, you kind of lose focus on God, and it was just out of my mind the time until we got a slip in the mail, and it was all like, can we go or can we not, because we just moved to pretty far move, so we couldn't figure out if we had enough money or if we were going to be able to do it. So I'm just here to say this week was one of my one of the most exciting, most uplifting weeks I've ever had. And I just want to say $350 is way worth it for this camp.
Praise the Lord, mate.
Praise the Lord. Are you all right? Sarah?
Well, last year at camp, I came with my sister, Heather, and this is my fifth year at camp. I've always loved YD camp, but it was always a spiritual high for me, but I never really changed my ways very much, and I never really put my whole heart into very many things. And last year at camp, my sister committed her heart completely to God. And I basically said I did, but I didn't stick to my commitment. And so I went home pretty much like I'd come. I'd had a spiritual high, but it didn't really make any lasting difference in my life. But while I was at camp, I had been thinking about, my life had always been pretty easy. I'd never really had any trials. And so at camp, I started praying that God would prepare me and give me the strength to meet the trials so that they would strengthen me, strengthen my faith, and keep me close to him. And 1 month after camp, my sister and dad were in a car accident. My sister was killed, and my dad was unconscious. And I felt like my life had fallen apart. I didn't think I could go on. And since then, many times I've committed my life to God, but then a minute, hour, week, day, whatever later, something happens, and I take back my heart, my desires, my feelings. And about 2 weeks ago, I gave my heart to God, and I hadn't really been looking forward to YD because I knew it wouldn't be the same. And I mean, I wanted to come, but I was kind of afraid to. So about 2 weeks ago, I surrendered to God, and I was like, okay, everything's great. This will be good. And then I got here, and I realized that I hadn't really... I wasn't staying true to my commitment again. And throughout this week, the sermons about our Christian walk being a marathon, that really spoke to me. And tonight, I want to give my heart completely to God, and by God's grace, I will not go back on it.
God bless you.
Well, my parents, they always told me to study my Bible and have devotions in the morning and do stuff and pray to God, and it never really occurred to me that like thinking about heaven and what it will be like, and since being here, it's like changed me, because I did stuff that my parents didn't want me to do. I watched stuff, I listened to stuff, and now from being here, I feel like that I'm closer to Jesus, and that this is a real good experience.
Praise the Lord, man. God bless you.
Well, I know that my life has kind of been a bit of a roller coaster. And in the bad times, I would definitely turn to God. But then things would get better, and then I didn't really have any, or at least so I thought, I didn't have really any need for God anymore. And I guess the biggest wake-up call for me was when Heather died last year. And I can remember going out into our horse pasture and just thinking, how did this happen? I mean, I had just seen her the Sabbath before in our church. She'd even been playing in our orchestra. And it was just like, how? It just struck me as, for the first time, I realized that I might not be here tomorrow, and that I really need to choose God now. And last year, Jamie Houchins wanted me to go to YD camp with her, because it was her first time going to camp, and I was like, I really don't know. And so she said, well, okay, but you at least have to come this next year. I was like, well, I still don't know. And then she came back, and she and Janelle Pestis were showing me different things from YD camp. And I was just like, I'm not sure if I want to go, because from what they showed me, I thought that this was an Adventist boot camp. And with all the yes sirs, yes ma'ams, you know, all these different things, I was just like, I don't know about that. I don't think I really want to go to a boot camp. But after Heather died, it was just like, I have to do something. But then this whole past year, it's like, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to do devotions, I'm going to read my Bible. And I'd either be too tired, or I slept in too late. And so my mom's like, well, you have to go and you have to do your chores, you know, feed the animals, because they've been waiting for a long time by the time I get up. And but sad to me that someone had to die in order for me to, the light to be turned on. And so I want to thank this camp because you really have changed my life.
Congratulations. God bless. Brayden.
Ian for moral support.
Ian, stay back. All right, so, like, this is my third year at camp, and it's kind of been, I don't know, my first year, I was extremely homesick, and I just thought it was plain homesickness. I mean, but, you know, I fought that, and yeah, I got a spiritual high, but by the time application time came around, I was thinking, no, please don't make me go back to that camp. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go back. But finally, I'm like, okay, all right, you know what, I'm going to go back, you know. Hey, it can't be this bad, you know. And so I went back, and it happened again, you know. I felt bad, and I'm like, oh, come on, why am I here? Why in the world did I convince myself to come back again? And, but, you know, the more I let Christ lead, the less homesick I really felt. And then after that, then, you know, we went back home. In the third year, I'm like, okay, all right, I'm sort of excited about camp, but 2 weeks, I mean, that's quite a long time, you know. 2 weeks is, you know, long enough for, you know, yeah. So, and, but, you know, I was trying to be open-minded, so I decided to come. And the first couple of days was the same story again. And I was talking to my mom, and my mom's like, you know, you got to let Christ lead, because Satan's not wanting you to get a spiritual blessing from all this. And I realized that I had to let Christ lead, totally and fully lead in my life for me to get a full spiritual blessing. And at the same time, I felt a lot better. And I will have to say that, I mean, I told God, you know what, I'll let you take half of my life as long as you can get this homesickness out. You know, I'll let you take part of it, and, you know, I can go around with the rest of my camp and, you know, feel okay. But it wasn't until very late this week that I finally figured out that, you know, I gotta let God take everything for him to totally lead me and for him to totally be able to help me to get a spiritual blessing from this camp. And so I really thank him for helping me to realize that. Amen.
God bless. Brain's a really good kid. Brain's a really good kid.
Thanks, boys.
I just want to say that this week is, like, one of the most spiritual weeks I've had in, like, my whole life. And I really want to thank you, because I really, really liked your sermons. They really touched me. So thank you.
God bless you. Brendan.
Anybody here habit-forming people? Get in a habit and do it over and over and over again. Well, any of you had to do more than 1 week's worth of schoolwork in a day? Well, you know what I've been through then. 2 weeks before camp, my mother cracked down the whip and said that you have to get your remaining geometry done before you go. I had multiple chapters left, and it was not a pleasant surprise. So I began working and working and working, and by the last week, I was getting 4 lessons done a day. Because in order to finish, I had to quadruple my work effort. And so I got up in the morning about, you know, 5 o'clock, and I sit down with my schoolwork. I work until breakfast, then I sit down with my schoolwork. I work until lunch, sit down with schoolwork, and you do that until probably 12 at night. And so there was no time for worship. Worship was thrown out the window. No more worship. And so I began forming a new habit. a lack of a good habit. And so when I come here, it was the reforming of a good habit. I have begun having worship every morning again, and I plan to continue doing that once I go back home in a week from now. And as Heather, Sarah shared about her sister Heather, reminded me of how many lives have been turned upside down by Heather's death, and how each of us have been affected and reminded that every morning, every moment of the day, in spending time with God counts, so that we are ever ready for God's time for us to cease to be on this world. And I want Heather to know that all of her close friends, Sarah, to know that all of her close friends will be praying for her. So. Thanks,
man. Well, this is my second year here. I was here the year before last year. And I was going to say was that a lot of times when, like, people make altar calls, I just sit there, like, I don't stand up. And I think, like, why can't I stand up? But I feel like there's, like, something holding me back. And yesterday when Pastor Roberts made the altar call last night, I think it was, and I sat down there, I'm thinking, why can't I just get up, you know? But I feel, it's just, like, I don't really realize it, but it's, like, something holding me back. So when I went back to the tent, I was thinking, you know, what is it? You know, I said, there's something holding me back, and then I thought of something that I knew was holding me back. And I was just thinking about it, I'm thinking, you know, I spend more time doing that than I do, like, with God. And then I was thinking, that is, like, the one thing that holds me back. If I were to, like, get rid of that out of my life, that was the one thing. And I know it's because of some of my friends that are a bad influence on me, and I just don't know how to tell them no, because they're really close to me. So, as I get rid of the thing in my life, I hope things will get better, and I want to give my life to God.
Amen. God bless.
Tiny. How many of you like to eat?
Some of you aren't raising your hands. Okay. This week has been giving me a lot of spiritual food this week. And just as Eric shared, Sin leaves you empty and wanting more. Once you're full on spiritual food, there's no room for anything else. So, this week has been really nice. A lot of food.
Praise the Lord, man.
I just wanted to share how when we give God everything that we have, and even though we may think we're young and we don't have much, that when we just give everything we have to Him, He opens up amazing possibilities that we would never dream of. And I've experienced that this week, and it was just amazing.
God bless. Matt.
Well, I went to camp last year, and I sort of was focusing more on the friends and the spirituality, and I came away with a lot of friends, but I really didn't come away with a really good blessing. And then I went to the same school Eric did. I went to Daystar Academy, and I started, like, everybody thought I was very spiritual at Daystar Academy, and they thought I was, I don't know, like, a spiritual leader or something, but deep down inside, it was an outside. It was like what Pastor or Mr. Pruitt was talking about when he was saying there's that ball. He was showing the cotton ball, and he was hoping it was white inside, because you can't have it white outside and black inside. because it just doesn't work that way. And that's the way I was. And I was trying to ask the Lord, you know, should I come to YD camp? Because I had these other opportunities where I could do other things. And God closed every single door for me to come here. And now I know why He sent, let me come here again. And I am really thankful. And I also want to apologize to Eric and to Robbie and to Miss Sonia and all the people from Daystar that that saw me the way I was, because that really wasn't the real me. But I'm ready to change.
Congratulations. God bless you. Who's next? Who's next?
I just want to say that I'm so glad to be here. And, like, lots of you have those, you know, those fancy water bottle things and those cool bunny hugs or sweaters that say on the back that basically a young disabled camper is a high-class, privileged young person. And I believe that we are all very privileged to be here. Amen. And I'm just thinking of how well, last year after camp, I was like, okay, I really want to come back next year, like, definitely. And so, you know, we got back home and just went back to school and all that kind of stuff, just, you know, back to life. And every once in a while, it was just like a little afterthought, like, oh yeah, I should be raising money for YD. But I wasn't really doing anything. We kind of like did some stuff here, but then we didn't do anything more. And then, so around comes May, and we're still not doing anything. And I'm just like, okay, that, like, it's almost here. So then June comes around, and all of a sudden it's like a couple days from, well, a couple weeks from the registration deadline. And our Sabbath school teachers, they're like, they really wanted us to come. They knew how much we'd been blessed last year, my brother and I. And so they just suggested one day in Sabbath school, like, why don't we make an announcement in church that we wanted to go to YD, and so for anybody that wanted to donate some money. And so we're like, okay, sure, that's a great idea. So they did that, and then all of a sudden this people just started giving us money. Like, it wasn't very much. There was like $5 here and $10 there, and it was really hard. We had to split it between three of us. There was me, my brother, and this other friend of ours that really wanted to come, but he wasn't able to, which is kind of disappointing. But so we're just, you know, getting little bits of money and just looking at the calendar. We're almost there, but we don't really quite have enough money yet. But then people just started giving lots of money, $50, $75. It just kept coming and coming. And so then we sent in our applications, and we were accepted, and we're just, like, so excited. And like I said before, I am just so glad to be here. I'm so glad that God opened the way that I could, that we could come here. And yeah, otherwise I wouldn't be standing here in front of you, and I'm very thankful to God that He provided a way.
Does it warm your heart? Is everyone going to sleep? Does it warm your heart? Absolutely. You know, I'm excited to hear how many interesting stories of how you got here, even though some of you didn't really want to be here. You know, it's like we all come from the same human nature, don't we? And underneath, sometimes the very thing we really need is the very thing we don't want to do. But God comes through, and all these young people are a testimony tonight of the power of God to lead this generation to lead this entire generation of young people to be his army of youth in the last days. I just tell you, this is very heartwarming. Caleb, number 16.
Actually, I think there's like 7 or 6 Calebs here. Anyway, I've been to YD 3 times, and every time I've felt that God was definitely here. And so anyone who's like thinking maybe they shouldn't go to YD next year, they should definitely come. Change their mind, whoever said that. And it is one of the, like, all year I've been thinking, no, I don't know, I don't really want to go to YD. I want to go, like, someplace funner, but I'm glad I came here.
Praise the Lord, mine.
Well, let's see, where should I start? Okay, well, okay, after YD last year, I was like, okay, yeah, I am so coming again next year. I've gone for the last 3 years, and I'm going again. But then, around April, I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't go. I don't know why I started thinking that. It was probably Satan. But then I just kept thinking that. I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I shouldn't go. But then I was just raising money and getting ready, you know, and saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to YD. But then I was having second thoughts down deep that I, well, maybe I shouldn't go. And then around June, I was thinking back to last August when Heather's accident happened, and how she had committed her life fully to God in that last camp, and that we really need to be, every second counts. If, I mean, like everybody said, you don't know if you'll be alive next week, you don't know if you'll be alive tomorrow. So I'm really glad I came. It's always a blessing, and I will definitely come again next year.
I forgot to say one thing. You know, last year I went part-time to Columbia Adventist Academy, and the rest I homeschooled, but a lot of days I would go and I just did not want to be there. I felt very alone and very lonely and out of place, and I prayed about it, and, you know, I wasn't going to quit, but I still didn't want to be there. And I didn't know why I was there. But, you know, God can use you wherever you are. And I now know why I was there. It was to meet destiny. You know, and I am so thankful, because I don't know where either one of us would be without each other. And I'm so thankful that I persevered and just, I did my best to live the way God asked me to. And, you know, he can use you more than you can ever imagine if you just let him use you.
I also want to say that I want to commit my life fully to God today.
Praise the Lord. Douglas Gray.
Okay, so when I first heard about this place, I heard that you had to do push-ups if you did something wrong. And if you were late for something, you had to do push-ups. You might get a demerit if you do something really, really bad. And so I didn't really think about coming to this place. And then my sister decided to maybe, well, I think I might go. I don't know. And then she actually decided to go. And I heard that you get a real good blessing about coming here, and you learn more about God and all that. And so when she was deciding to go, I was going like, well, I don't know if I want to go. I want to learn more about God, but I don't know about the push-ups or getting demerits or being late for stuff. And then one night, I was feeling like, oh, maybe I should go. And so I actually came here, and the first day, I'm going like, well, here I am. Okay, this is great. How much more days do we have until we have to go? And so I keep going on about that. And then about the third day, I started feeling like I was being changed by listening to your sermons. And so that I love this place. It's a really good place to go and learn more about God.
Amen. God bless you, mate.
I was here last year, and I got a blessing from it. It was really good. And last year I made a commitment to read my Bible and to love God and have devotions every morning and everything like that. But I didn't really follow through with it. So, like, I read my Bible, like, some days and then not other days. And then, so I'm just really glad I came to this camp. I've really got a spiritual blessing from it. And I want to make a commitment to follow God wherever He leads.
Amen.
Where I live and stuff, I go to church and everything, but here I learned during outreach class how I can help share God's word with other people, and I think that's cool.
Praise the Lord, mate. Amen. Leslie, you're back.
I forgot to say something when I was here. I didn't want to come at all. I threw a big fit. And to tell you the truth, at first, like, about June, I decided, oh, I wanted to come. And then they signed me up for it, and then I didn't want to come. And I didn't want to come because I heard you had to wear skirts, and I'm not used to that at all. But it's funny how we don't want to do something over something as simple as that. And something that can change our lives forever, we just don't want to do it because we don't want to wear skirts. And I'm really, really glad that I've gotten over all the simple stuff like that.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Are you ready? One. Caleb, number 54.
I started getting the Young Disciple magazines when I was 10, and they made me want to find out more about Young Disciple. So as soon as I turned 12, my mom signed me up for the Young Disciple camp, and that's way I'm here.
Has the camp changed you? Has the camp helped you?
Yes.
In what way?
It's made me want to be more like God.
It's made you want to be more like God. Praise the Lord. That's what we want to hear. He wants to be more like God from being at this camp. If everything else about the camp failed, that would make the camp worthwhile. Amen? To have young people respond to Jesus Christ is why we all live. It's why we're here.
It's our work. It's our life. It's our mission. Angela. Now, I met Angela in the airport. We were traveling from San Francisco to Spokane, and we met them over there. How have you been impacted by your time here, Angela?
Well, I just want to say that I want to give my life to God 100%. Not that I haven't said that before, but sometimes it's hard to stay with it. Anyway, that's what I want to do, so just please pray for me.
Amen. We will. We'll pray for you.
God bless.
Michael.
Well, I really had a good time here, and I really grew in Christ, and the thing that I really liked about it was the unit sharing, because you really thought about what you were reading. You just didn't, you know, you read through, and you're like, okay, your devotions are done, but you actually think about it and get a point out of it.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Every aspect of this camp is designed, young people, with a purpose in mind. Nothing that the leaders of this organization put together is by random chance. Every aspect is designed to help you physically, spiritually, mentally, socially. That's why this is such a special place and why the Lord has been able to impact your lives as you've been here. And it is just a wonder to hear how God is doing it. Peter.
Sir, how has you been impacted here?
Well, throughout the last year, well, I've always had a relationship with God. Well, not always, but like since I've been younger, I've been doing my devotions and stuff. But especially the last year, I started going to, in Florida, we have a program called Dwell in the Moment, which you do college and high school credits at the same time. And I have been doing that, but somehow it takes up more and more and more of my time, to the point that, like, when I'm doing devotions, the last few months, I just had to rush through them. And coming here to YD has definitely made me want to set apart more time for God, because I know that's definitely the most important thing in life. So, that's definitely the one thing that YD has done for me this year.
Jasmine.
Thank you. Okay, so I first heard about this camp because I first got the Young Disciple magazines, and I was looking something up online, and I found out about this camp. And I really wanted to go. But my dad had got laid off. My dad had been laid off for a year, and he got a job like only 2 months ago. So my mom was like, okay, God, if you want Jasmine to go, then find a way for her to go. And so you know that the camp is $350 plus it was $600 for my plane ticket, and we were like, okay, how is she going to get here? And so this lady at my church, she was sponsoring for some other kids to go to camp. And so my mom was like, okay, since you're not going to the other camp, I'm going to ask her if she will pay for your camp. And praise God, she did. And when I got here, before I did my devotions and I studied my Bible about every day. And I went to church and listened to the sermons and I got a blessing. But when I went home, I kind of went back to my old ways. And so I heard about this, and I came here to make godly friends and most of all to grow closer to Christ, because at home I'm pretty much a Daniel in my spiritual walk. I feel like I'm the only person going down the straight and narrow. So I came here to make more godly friends, and I did. And I listened to Pastor Mark's sermons, and I really felt God move through my life. And I had made a commitment to serve God, but I hadn't really felt different. And so, at the end of this camp, I can honestly say that when I go home, I will be a changed person.
Amen. God bless you, Jasmine. Kevin.
Okay. I'm up here now. Okay, I just wanted to tell about... Mr. Pruitt said... No, wait. Mr. Ted said that we could share something about our outreach activity this afternoon. So I want to tell a story about when one door we knocked on. I was with the literature ministry group, and we knocked on a door, and there was a lady named Bunny.
And it was not one of the devil's rabbits, even though her name was Bunny. We asked her for her prayer request, and she said, my husband Pat has cancer, and I have high blood pressure. Could you please pray for me? So we prayed for her. And when I was finished praying, she had a beautiful smile on her face, and she said, thank you so much. I'm really thankful. And so hopefully one day soon she will become one of God's rabbits instead of Satan's rabbits. And I also want to share a special testimony. Okay. There's lots of us that have come up already. And sounds like lots of us, well, okay, who have been to YD camp more than 2 times. We seem to come to YD camp and make a commitment, and then we go home, and we got to start all over again the next year, and we keep going in circles. How many of you have done that? Okay, good. I don't feel alone, because I did the same thing. When I left YD camp last year, I was on a high, like everyone is when they leave YD camp, and we all have a commitment that we want to follow, and I want to spend as much time with God as I could, but Satan found everything that I enjoy. He found, okay, well, I spent a lot of time on the computer, and like everyone else does, I couldn't find any time to find the Bible, or to study the Bible. And a few months ago, I realized I had to stop. So, I prayed, and I asked God if he would help me, because I knew I couldn't do anything by myself. And God has started helping me. And yeah, so I'm on the road to recovery. Another thing I want to share is my friend Andrew Frosted. He was baptized recently, and he wants to become a pastor, he wants to come to YD camp. But he couldn't come, unfortunately. So, he can be here next year. Oh, by the way, he's 16, a year younger than me, but he's a few inches taller than me, unfortunately. And he's struggling a lot because his mom has to work on Sabbath, and he can't come to church by himself, so I'd like you to keep him in your prayers, if that's okay. Thank you.
Well, it is a very big blessing for me to be here. I remember I've wanted to go to Young Disciple for a long time, like when I first heard about it, because the Lord has really been like calling me to a certain area in the mission field, and I thought, you know, I'm in school, you know, I'm doing stuff in my church. I don't really have time to go to tons of different schools for all the different stuff I want to learn. But then I heard about Young Disciple Camp, and I'm looking through the folder, and it's like, wow, first aid, search and rescue, mission pilot, ground school, this is everything. This is exactly what I need to be able to learn. And I thought, but we didn't have, like, any money, because I had just gone on a mission trip, 2 mission trips. And then I just got back, and I didn't have any place to like get any money or work. And I thought, well, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, you know, I know this is what you're calling me to do. I know this is a good way to learn and to be in an environment where, you know, I can you know, expand my areas of service. But you're going to have to help me, you know, be able to come, to be able to raise the money. And so I finally got in contact with a friend of ours that we had stayed with for
about last year, and they had a job as a farmhand. I was a farmhand like a long time ago, but it's been a while since I've done it. And I came back and started working, like, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, and I had 2 weeks to raise the money for what I needed. And it was really hard work. I'm sure a lot of you worked on a farm before, but it was like hilly. It's a huge farm, animal farm. And so I'm hauling around a wheelbarrow, raking unpleasant things. And, you know, it was really hard work. It was so hot, you know, whatever. And I said, you know what? Every day I was working, you know, really hard. And God was like, you know what? How much do you really want to learn these things? You know, how sure are you of your calling to know that, you know, that you are going to put your shoulder to it and to work to get it? And finally, it was the day before, I've just finished, the day before, you know, we left to come here. And it was a real big blessing knowing that the Lord has a plan, and that if, you know, the whole time I was here, it was just totally new experiences. I was homesick, but it was like God was saying, I know you can do more than you can think you can do. You think you can do. And so I'm going to take you here, you know, and it's like he's holding me like over, you know, a cliff. And I'm like, Lord, help me. I can't do this. And he's like, yes, you can. I know, you know, I'm going to show you that with me, you know, it's possible. And I've learned a lot in faith, and it's been a great blessing. Thank you, Pastor Roberts.
Jonathan.
Well, past years I have come away from YD with a much better relationship with God, but then I'll come back through the year. I just wear out, and then I get a better relationship with God again. And this past year, I feel like I haven't gone quite all the way back to where I started. I'm climbing higher still. But about halfway through the year, I started feeling my relationship with God slip. And I started doing everything I knew and could think of to try to come closer to God, but nothing was seeming to work. And I was getting caught up in doing what I could to become closer to God, and forgot about actually becoming closer to Him. And I was just doing things to become closer to Him. And I just realized that here. And also that I need to look to Christ to be more like Him, and not to where my relationship with Him has been before, but to past that, because if I look to where I've been before, I'll never get it, and I never get it again, and I'll just fall deeper and deeper. And I want to look to Christ and follow Him.
Well, this year at Young Disciple Camp, I have really felt like I've been drawn closer to God, and that I'm walking by Him. And before camp, I was feeling and writing in my diary, I feel like I am slipping into a pit of despair that has slime on either side, and I cannot get out. And I was like, oh, Jesus, please help me. And I realized sometimes there are tests that God gives us so that we can come to meet bigger trials and tests. And I felt like I couldn't hear Him, but I know He was there. And now I see that strengthened me to keep my trust in Him, even when I couldn't feel it right off that He was there. He still was and cares.
Peter.
Well, I was very impressed by your sermon about stupid people. I think it's really important to realize that, you know, people are stupid. They're really stupid. And I think that that is a very important part of letting God use us. It's like we need to realize that we can do nothing on our own before God can really use us and let us be his servants.
I first learned about YD Camp about 3 weeks before it happened from my grandparents. And I had a lot of reasons holding me back besides the shortage of time. And it was like skirts and you know, different stuff. And I came here and I always have morning devotions, but here it's different. It's so peaceful. And then we did canvassing today, and I felt really good sharing the Lord with other people. Amen. And now I want to go home and just do the same thing. And so I am really glad I came.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Caleb number 305.
Hi, everybody. Well, when I came here to YD Camp, I just started thinking, I have 2 weeks ahead of me, so I should just start counting off the days. So I just started doing that. But now, thankfully, my counselor has helped me. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Pastor Mark Roberts and Eugene Pruitt and my counselors. And let's all be ready for God when he comes. And let's not think we should wait until we're 25 or so to change, because if we don't change now, it's going to be really hard. And yeah, thank you.
Amen. God bless you, mate.
At home, I've always done my morning devotions and reading my Bible every morning, but it was kind of boring. And I don't know here, I think the morning devotions and deep Bible study, it's made me a lot more enthusiastic about reading the Bible, and it's been a big blessing for me.
Well, I've always known about Young Disciple. My mom's always, almost every year, you want to go to Young Disciple? But, you know, things have always gotten in the way. I've never really been able to come. I've always really thought about it, you know. It'd be nice. I can make friends and stuff. But it was this year I decided, it was actually a very last minute decision. I got home from canvassing for three weeks, and my mom's like, "You want to go to Young Disciple?" I'm like, "Sure." And she's like, "Okay." And so I came. And at first when I got here, I was like, this is way different than what I expected. And I was expecting to gain a really spiritual blessing and make a lot of new friends. But at first, I was not that happy with it. I was kind of discouraged. I was like, this isn't what I expected. I'm not really happy with it. But as the week got on, I got tired, but I had a lot of fun, and I'm very glad that I came, and I'm glad that I'll be able to stay next week, too. So I'm very thankful for the camp.
Well, we have Do and Dare in Australia. It is awesome, same as YD, but after that, and of course Janet came over, which I really appreciate, and that inspired me to come over here to see what YD was like. And also one of the main things that I really liked was when my counselors decided to have the idea of going out to the pavilion to have devotions, and that was really nice because it was really quiet and we could study peacefully on what we were studying that morning.
Well, I just really enjoyed YD Camp here, and I've just been convicted to give my life 100% to God here. Yeah.
Well, I forgot to add how
how I heard about YD camp. Well, I heard about it 2 years ago from my grandmother, and she said she really wanted me to go, but we didn't have enough funds that year. So after that, we prayed and we asked God if if I should go, and He said yes, and He provided a way. And I thank you for encouraging me, Mark.
I feel like I've inherited 100 more children. James. And maybe younger brothers rather than children.
Good evening, everybody. I just praise the Lord for the opportunity to be here at Young Disciple Camp again. I have lost count, actually, of the number of years I've been here. But it is a privilege to come back and serve the Lord here, work with young hearts. Last year, I was contemplating a major decision in my life to become a student in a foreign country, in a communist country, and a theology student in an Adventist seminary, which the last place I wanted to do to be is study theology, and the last place I wanted to be is study on an island, or be on an island, because we know the islands will disappear in the last days. But the Lord seemed to send me there, and He has helped me by studying and reading the Bible. He has helped me to learn the language, and within about 2 months of my being there, I came down with a very serious... They weren't sure if it was swine flu, but it was about as close to swine flu as they could figure, the doctors there. And I went through a time, about a week, of confinement in the hospital where I didn't have any visitors. And I was just wondering, you know, I had no contact with anyone outside the country, and the Lord sent me a message into that very hospital building in that room that was, to me, it was like a cell, because I love the outdoors. And the message was Genesis 20:28-16, and it said, "The Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." And I, you know, it seemed like the Lord was a long ways away, but He was right there with me, even though I knew it not. And when coming back to this camp, you know, I just praise the Lord for the freedom we have in this country and the opportunity to work with young people, and that I can gain skills here also in working with the boys in my unit to go back and work with the children, the communist children who don't have the privileges that we have. They can't get Bibles. And just, I want to challenge each one of you to value the privileges that we have in this country, because many children in all the other world, all outside of the United States, there are many countries that children don't have the privileges we have. So let's take advantage of the opportunities to learn about Jesus, to memorize Scripture, so that we will have it in times of need. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I forgot a couple things to say. Well, I really want to commit my entire life fully, 100% to Jesus. And I also want to thank my class teachers, especially because they put spiritual lessons into everyday life things. And that would be Rob Norris and Mr. Pruitt. So I just want to thank them especially. And I also want to thank all of you for being here, because it just wouldn't be the same without every single one of you. And, yeah, I just hope every one of you is in heaven.
Amen. God bless, mine. Victor, how has YD Camp affected you?
It's been very good. I've enjoyed it greatly. The thing that I'm going to share about is how when you commit yourself to God, it's very easy to slide back, like a lot of people have said. And that has seemed to be something that's hard for me. And I just, being here has helped me realize that it should be a very high priority, number one priority. And I just want to make sure that I don't fall back into old ways.
God bless you.
girl. Sorry, mate. We'll do the girl first.
I'm sorry. Well, I just wanted to share something that I was impressed to share with you all. I shared it with my unit the other evening for devotions. But it's just that how I'm so thankful for the way that God is right here next to us, and that he doesn't just sit up there on his throne in heaven and look down and say, there's Emily running or jogging up that hill for line call, and go Emily, and but he's right there running up the hill with us, and it's just so exciting to me that we're not alone, but he's right there, and that's such a relief.
Well, this is my fifth or sixth year at YD Camp, and last year I wasn't a very good boy, and I got in trouble a lot at camp, and I really felt bad, but I realized that it was because I wasn't giving my life to God, and it was because I wasn't letting the Lord lead my life, and I want to commit my life to Him fully, and I want to ask each one of you to surrender your lives to Him also.
We're back.
Okay, pardon me for showing up again, but for those who don't know me very well, this is typical of me. I was supposed to say that for those of you who were going around in circles, I took the orienteering class. And one of the things I learned was people have a tendency to go in circles. So, with God's help, we need to stop going around in circles and keep going straight, and we'll end up going through the gates of heaven. And I want to thank you, all the staff here, for the great week I've had, and I'm going to have to find a way to come back next year because I can't be a camper anymore next year. Yeah. Okay, and another thing I wanted to come up for was because I didn't get a hug from Pastor Robert.
God bless you, mate.
Justin!
Well, you know, I came here this year and I thought, you know, I had my life all figured out. And then, you know, as the week kind of started winding around, I started figuring out that really I didn't have everything figured out. And maybe God had a different way He wanted my life to go. And it's just kind of inspiring to see other people up here who have the same problems I do. You know, going around in circles with your spiritual life, you know, have the spiritual high of YD Camp, and then, you know, come back the next year after kind of lagging for the whole year, and just inspiring to see that, you know, we can change that if God will help us.
God bless you, mate. He's too tall. Okay, I need to come up the high side. And Matthew.
Okay.
Oh, we got more coming.
I'm going to share a story about our literature ministry class. We all went out door to door. And at first, it was pretty, like, nobody was there. It was really kind of discouraging. And then TJ and I went up to this one house. And there was a lady sitting on her front porch in a lawn chair. And we kind of just waved hi. And, you know, and she invited us over to the shade. And when we went over there, she was really happy that we were there. And we, you know, I went through my spiel, and then TJ prayed for her. And she was, at the end of the prayer, she was crying because she was so happy that we were there. And I think that that would be, like, that made the whole thing worth it. Even though maybe not everybody answered the door, that made everything worth it.
Thank you. Do I get a hug? Matthew.
Hi again. Sorry, I was planning just to come back up next week because I forgot to dedicate myself to the Lord
But then after listening to all you, it dawned on me, I can't wait till next week.
Amen.
So I just want to publicly claim that I want to dedicate myself to the Lord and follow in His footsteps.
This week I did something I kind of felt bad about, and I kept on kind of putting off making it right. And when I finally did, I had peace. And so I encourage all of you, if you have something to make right with someone else, to do it, and you'll feel a lot better.
Amen. God bless, mate. Okay, we'll do the ladies, Caleb.
Hi, again. I kind of forgot to do the same thing. I would like to publicly rededicate my life to Christ. I've, of course, been lagging a little bit, but this week has really shown me that I really need to stick to what I believe in and not just say what I believe, but do what I believe.
And I'd also like to commit my whole heart and all my time to Christ.
God bless you, girls.
Thank you.
Okay, our last three.
Sorry I'm back up here, but... first of all, it started off in our outreach activities. We're passing out the health brochures, and we went to this one house, and then there's this guy that went up, and he was really nice, and he wanted some prayer requests for me to tell you guys. And when you guys go to bed tonight, could you guys pray for him? He has something wrong with his family. I don't know. I didn't ask him. I think it was pretty personal. And please pray for the other people that asked us to pray for them.
Thanks, Mike. God bless.
Okay, I just wanted to say another literature ministry story. And this might seem small, but I went up to a door, and, you know, we knocked, and no one was home. And then I just felt this really strong feeling to leave a certain track that I had at the door. I'm like, oh, no, that's just some weird feeling that I feel. And then it's like, no. And so I'm, like, thinking, standing there, and Brendan went off. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so I left it. And ever since then, I've had a very, very good feeling about doing that, and I wonder if I'll ever know why that was.
Wow, I'm the last person. Yay. Well, I just wanted to, like, say something about my outreach class today, choir. You know, like, all the old people there, you know, like, when I go into a nursing home, I'm like, oh, yay, you know, I'm gonna go see old people today. Wow, I'm so excited. You know, but, you know, it was different today because, you know, because music is one of the most powerful outreaches there is. You know, it really reaches people. And, you know, there's, like, these few old people, you know, in the back, you know, singing along with us. And, you know, even just, like, the small seeds planted into those people. Oh, maybe I'm not the last person. But, you know, like, you know, just those small seeds planted in their lives could, you know, save them. And, you know, they can go, you know, to heaven with us, too, someday. And, you know, I also came up here to dedicate myself to Christ. And, you know, I love Him so much, and I want to be like Him, and I want to be in heaven with Him.
Amen. Amen. God bless, Mike.
Well, sitting down, I forgot that to dedicate my life to God, but I was like, kind of putting it off, and then, you know, I thought, you know, I'm not going to be here for the second week. I should do it now. And I was, you know, looking as Matthew put the new logs on, that as the heat rose on the logs, and then all of a sudden they caught flames, and that's, you know, how God works in our lives. You know, he keeps putting people in our lives, and then we can't hold it any longer, and we light up, and we turn other people to God. And, yeah, I just like to fully dedicate my life to God tonight.
And when I came up here, I forgot to dedicate myself to God, so I decided that I would. So I just wanted to dedicate myself 100%.
Well, one of our friends on their horn, it says, face your fears. And so I wanted to say to you that all your sermons were really wonderful to me. You said the best sermons I've ever heard in my life. And so thank you. So I had to face my fears.
Okay, I really am excited about all your testimonies, but I am getting chilly, so we're going to have to wrap it up shortly. So let's finish this up here, and we'll go with you guys here, but let's finish it up after this so that we can let everyone get home, and you guys can share your testimonies again tomorrow, and make sure that you share them with each other. There's going to be many things you think of in the next 24 hours. Make sure you talk amongst yourselves and talk to the staff. Go and tell the staff how they've been impacting you this week. And thank them and hug them and praise God for them and for what he's done. Okay.
Okay, so, hi again. I came up here and I was the first girl. And I was kind of like, okay, what do I say? God told me to come up here and say something. So, I just said what I thought he wanted me to say. And then I was impressed to come up again. And I'm like, no, I'm not coming up. And here I am. So I wanted to just give myself to God. And I think that I've kind of slacked off in being who he wants me to be. And I want all of you to, when we go home, to not just forget about all that we've done here, but to keep going and keep witnessing for other people.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to dedicate my life to God for the rest of my life also. And I was going to, after everybody was done, ask if you could come up for just a hug, but I guess there's a better way to get it.
God bless you, Mike. Okay,
very good. I just wanted to dedicate my life to God 100%.
TJ.
Well, again, I forgot to dedicate my life to the Lord 100%, and I don't want to leave it off anymore. I want to be ready all the time, every day, every minute, every hour, and every minute of my life. I want to be ready, so when the time does come for my time, I want to be ready.
Hi again for the third time. I also forgot to dedicate myself to the Lord, and actually this would be called rededicating myself, because, well, I've already been baptized, and yeah. Well, I didn't really mean it, because I was 7 and didn't know a thing, and now I really, really mean it.
Okay, boys, we need to draw a line.
Well, I want to say that I want to dedicate my life to Jesus Christ, and this has been a really good experience, and that I've been putting it off to do what Jesus has been calling me, and now I feel like that I can fill my heart with Jesus, and it's been a good experience.
Okay, I'm back. My brother came up here. He said that this. He said this was the last year I could go. come as a camper. And I'm really gonna miss them. I just wanted to say that I did this last year, but nothing really happened. So I really want to give my life back to God for keeps.
Something to say?
Sure.
Be serious.
Okay. I was just thinking that we can't just act like we're Christians on the outside and just do all the motions. That we still have to, like, in a connection with God and not just read the Bible and just, like, believe. Like, we need to really believe in just really believe in God.
Well, I guess I'd like to fully dedicate my life to God again, but as Paul said, you need to die every day to sin, and I believe that's also a very important part, so it's got to be a daily reconnection with God.
Thank you. At first, I didn't know if I wanted to come to this camp. I came here last year, but I liked it. But there's just something that I just didn't want to come. There's so much going on in my life that it's just like, you know, I just want to go, but I want to go somewhere else. I came, and I'm kind of glad I did. But I kind of wanted to declare my life to God again, because when I was coming, when I was in California, I was kind of like going back to my usual ways, just listening to my music, just doing bad in school at first, and then I kind of started coming back, and then I backed up again, and then I came back again, and then I came. So just wanted to dedicate my life and keep on going.
Well, I was sitting in my chair and everybody was coming up and dedicating their lives to God, and I couldn't resist, so I'm going to need to do it too, because it's something that can't be put off, so I want to rededicate my life.
Praise the Lord. What a wonderful place to stop for the evening. As much as we'd like to go on all evening, we do need our sleep, because for many of you, you still have another week to go. You're only halfway through this wonderful experience of YD 2010. But I want to share something just as we're closing tonight. All of us here as the staff feel your pain of the concept that you've made a commitment in the past and then fallen back. And we recognize that this is one of the greatest challenges that we have as Christians. It's one of the reasons why this week we've looked at the Christian life in what form? As a marathon. See, young people, you are on a spiritual high. This is a turning point in your life. YD Camp every year is a place where you can renew and reaffirm your commitment to God. But when you go out from here, you've got to recognize that there will be days when you will not feel the same. There will be days when your circumstances seem to be against you. And that's why every class you've had here, and every sermon you've had here, and every talk you've had here has been designed to help you focus on Jesus and trust Him, whether you feel like it, whether you have time for it, or whether you even want to do it. And I want to encourage you. When you go home and you start feeling like I'm falling away, that is not the time to give up.
and say, well, I just can't do it. That's the time to say, I need to spend time with Jesus now. The other thing you need to do for each other is found in Malachi chapter 3. I'm going to read you this verse. Verse 16, it says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. You've all made friends here. You all have good Christian friends now. When you feel that you are struggling, or when you just feel you need some encouragement or someone to share like you've done in your unit sharing, you need to contact one of your friends. You need to be in contact with each other, sharing spiritual things, encouraging each other in spiritual ways. In scuba diving, what do we call it, Ted? A buddy. In scuba diving, you've got to have a buddy so that if something goes wrong, you've got someone there to help you. You know, when I was scuba diving in the Philippines just a few months ago, I was running out of air. I obviously was breathing a little bit too fast. And my buddy came over to me and recognized that I was running low and I was going to have to start making my way back up the top. But he still had another half hour or so of his tank left. So he came over and he shared with me his second mouthpiece so I could breathe from his tank. Now, we then had to swim together everywhere we went. But he allowed me to have more time. When I was struggling, he came and helped me out so that I was able to enjoy my experience more. You need to be that for each other. As young disciples, remember, you're not in it alone. God has put you here together as a group so that you will know each other, so that you will talk to each other about spiritual things. If you find your friends starting to talk about worldly things, turn the conversation. Be the Daniel. Be the one to turn things around and focus everyone back so that you might have an experience that doesn't keep going up and down, but that starts to go just constantly growing upward. One day soon we will stand on the sea of glass, and I pray that not one of us is missing. Let us kneel as we close in prayer this evening. Oh, were you going to have a song? Afterwards, let's kneel. I'd like to pray with you all tonight. Loving Father in heaven, tonight our hearts have been warmed as we've seen the way you're working in the lives of these young people. You truly have called them to be young disciples, to witness for you, to be the foundation of the church in these last days. But Father, you've also heard their challenges. Lord, you know the struggles they face each day as the enemy attacks them and tries to draw them from you. Lord, I want to pray for your angels to be ever near them. I want to pray tonight, Lord, that you will protect them. You will give them strength and grace and courage, and that as they study, Lord, may they be able to put into practice in their daily lives the things that they have learnt. And Father, more than anything, may they support one another. May they not be an evil influence to each other, but may they be a positive influence to upbuild and uplift and strengthen one another for you. That next year when they come back after a year of being back in their regular homes, they will not share about how they backslid, but they will share how you changed their life completely. And Father, how throughout this year, they were able to conquer and be conquerors for you. Lord, I thank you so much for your wonderful love and goodness. Bless each of us with your presence as we go from this place. And keep us, we pray, until Jesus comes. In Jesus' name, amen.